Chapter 1. Ah, Salem, Massachusetts. There was something about this city that spoke to my little black heart. I'm not sure if it's the slightly chilled weather, the old buildings, or the presence of ghosts, but whatever the reason, it feels like home. It would also hopefully be the nice needed distraction from my recent misery.
Audrey, are you even listening?
I pull my AirPods out of my ears and look at my brother, Tyler, in the driver's seat. Huh? Did you say something? He sighs, rolling his eyes while glaring at me through the rearview mirror.
I asked if you wanted anything from the gas station shortly.
Oh, I mutter, starting to put an AirPod back in. No, I'm good. Tyler mutters under his breath, looking at his friend Brax in the passenger seat.
Can't believe my parents made me bring her with us.
I stare daggers at him. I can still hear you, asswipe. The car falls silent except for quiet chuckles from the other two passengers. We are on our way to Salem for Halloween, a much-needed trip for me. But Tyler is annoyed that he had to bring his baby sister with him and his two friends for the annual witch hunt and Halloween festivities. The three of them are 20, only 2 years older than me, so it's not like it's a case of dragging a child with them. But to Tyler, it's an annoyance that he tried to fight our parents on. Thankfully, Mom sided with me and agreed to let me go on their trip. After all, our parents are funding it.
I don't understand why you had to tag along on our boys' trip. You could have stayed at home and read your lame books or something.
Tyler's brown eyes narrow on me, and I'm temporarily concerned that he will crash the damn car if he doesn't look at the road. Well, too bad. It's not like I plan to spend all my time with you three. I just want to do my own thing and enjoy myself. It's true. I have no intention of hanging out with the three of them much. I just needed to get out of New York, or rather, I needed to get away from someone.
It's no wonder Josh broke up with you. Probably stuck to him like a damn leech, too.
The reminder of my ex-boyfriend sends a wave of anger down my spine. Everyone seems to have it in their heads that Josh dumped me, but in reality, I dumped him. Despite the fact I had spent the last 2 years thinking he could be the one, it was an easy decision. Especially when I found him balls deep inside his new female best friend. You know, the one he told me not to worry about. It's a sensitive topic. The fucker tried to gaslight me, telling me he has needs. Apparently, respecting my body and decisions was not an option. But little did Josh know, I had actually planned to give him my virginity next week on his birthday. Oh well, bullet dodged, I guess. A voice rumbles from beside me in the back.
Got her some slack, T. She's good.
I look over at Nate, giving him a small thank you smile. Nate nods, his tanned skin, blue eyes, and brown hair sending murderous butterflies into my stomach. Gotta kill those butterflies. All men are off limits right now. Brax laughs, shoving Tyler gently in the arm.
I don't think your sis will cock-block you. Besides, we don't mind if she tags along.
Tyler grumbles, eyes finally back on the road.
She's annoying, though.
What's annoying is hearing about your plans to bang it out. I'm not going to be tied to you while you try to pick up sexy Harley Quinns and kittens, so calm down, Fabio.
The car erupts into sniggers as Tyler's cheeks redden. He turns into the gas station a little too sharply, making me slide into the door.
Ow! Seriously? I ask, rubbing my elbow.
I'll be back,
snaps Tyler, getting out of the car and slamming the door. I shake my head, tapping my phone to change songs. Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish starts playing as I reach to put my second AirPod in.
Don't worry about him,
Brax says, unclicking his seatbelt.
He's just moody because the chick he was into turned him down. We're fine with you coming.
Brax's green eyes find mine before switching to Nate's. His soft, curled blonde hair looks almost see-through as the sunlight streams through the car. Nate nods, stretching his arms.
And for the record, T is more into sexy nurses. Though, I don't think he'd turn down a Harley Quinn.
I snort, tilting my head back.
Yeah, well, he's a joker, that's for